Now, Taronga Zoo has proposed to build a four-story eco-resort on its impressive harbourside site, and it's going to cost upwards of about $40 million. And although for some people the idea is brilliant, it certainly had its fair share of detractors, and it's attracted quite a lot of controversy amongst locals and even Mossman Council. Now, despite their fierce opposition, the project is going ahead. The state government has approved the construction of the resort. It's going to begin in August, should be completed by March 2019. And I'm joined now by Libby Hodgson from Taronga Zoo. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what Taronga's hoping the hotel will contribute to the overall zoo?
Absolutely, and thank you for asking the question. Maybe before I answer that, it's worth clarifying a little bit about the project. And a word that you'd never hear used at Taronga when we're working through the plans for the Taronga Wildlife Retreat is the word hotel.
Ah.
Certainly it won't have any of the conventional things like a swimming pool, a concierge desk, etc. that you might find in a hotel as such. The Taronga Wildlife Retreat builds on the experiences that we've been delivering through Roar and Snore. The whole experience is designed to engage people with our Australian wildlife, with the Indigenous staff who work here and their connection to the animals and to Taronga, and also to the conservation work that Taronga delivers. So I'm sure you're aware that Taronga is a not-for-profit organisation, and the retreat is just one more way that we will enable people to experience the amazing wildlife that we've got, the beautiful natural setting that we've got here, and really connect with those important messages about saving and preserving wildlife.
Well, Taronga's been very good at making sure any new exhibits kind of fit in with that overall ethos. I mean, I imagine a lot of work's been going into the resort to make sure it fits in.
It certainly has. As you can imagine, we've worked very closely with teams right across Taronga, particularly with our zookeeping teams in the division that we call Life Sciences. But the teams of zookeepers who look after our Australian wildlife, also with our guest experience team. So they're very focused on how do we bring to life the stories of Taronga's work, our messages for conservation, how do we make that interesting and engaging for people? And one of the things they've found is that it's really those interactions face-to-face with people that bring those experiences to life. And certainly with our existing Roar and Snore, we've really seen some remarkable outcomes in terms of the way in which those messages resonate. For example, a statistic you may have seen in some of our materials that we've been very proud to share is that before people stay at Roar and Snore, I think it's 48% of people say they consider that they will do something, they'll change something in their behaviour for wildlife. After those very same people have stayed at Roar and Snore, we ask them the question again, and the number increases to 72%. So you can see the type of impact that spending that extra time talking at Taronga has. So yes, right across the board, teams all across Taronga, but particularly from our education and our zookeeping teams have been involved in developing this project.
It's obviously a very long-term construction. What are you doing around the animals to make sure that everything's a minimum impact on them?
No, it's a good question. A lot of the area where the retreat will be developed is actually what we call back of house or service road areas where there aren't wildlife currently living. There will be two bird aviaries, and our Red Roos will be temporarily moved into new premises within Taronga Zoo while we build them larger enclosures in a more obvious part of the zoo, in a new part. But really the impact we expect to be very minimal. It's a very low impact design. It's timber buildings, largely pre-constructed, so they'll be assembled but not built on site, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Our expectation is it will be low impact. And we've had, I suppose, the benefit of many, many years and doing many larger developments to really learn the best way to manage and balance the needs of our animals alongside our ability to do projects like this.
I'm curious why the concentration on Australian native wildlife. I mean, sometimes, how do I put it, some people suggest that that's the non-sexy part of the zoo, that you go for the exotica.
Well, as you can imagine, we're passionate about all of our animals. I suppose it was, the opportunity to develop the Taronga Wildlife Retreat is very much part of the rejuvenation of our Australian habitat. We intentionally put animals of a similar geographical location together to create those little mini habitats within the zoo. But also, a lot of Taronga's work is focused on the protection of Australian species. During our centenary year, we have made a very bold commitment to protecting 10 specific species over the coming 10 years and really trying to turn around the future for some of those species. And five of those are in Australia. And I think some of our most significant work in really protecting and bringing back critically endangered species is across Australian species. So the corroboree frog, the regent honeyeater, the plains wanderer, the Bellinger River turtle are just four that I could name. So I think it's very important that Taronga Zoo has a focus on Australian wildlife just as much as those exotic species.
Libby, it's a fascinating project. We're certainly keen to hear more about it. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.